crazy, right? Like all this talk about DEI just a while ago,
Yeah.
and now it seems like everybody's pumping the brakes. What is going on here? Is this like some kind of backlash? Or is there something deeper that we're missing?
Well, that's exactly what we're going to try to figure out today.
Right. And to help us with this, we're going to be looking at this blog post.
Okay.
It's called Ending DEI, Hopefully, a Shift Towards Merit-Based Inclusion
Interesting.
from the blog Wealth Building Powers. And the cool thing about this is it's written by, a successful black investor
Oh, wow.
and entrepreneur. So he's, coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah, for sure. His perspective is going to be super valuable for this.
Totally. And one thing that really stood out to me when I was reading this was this anecdote he tells
Okay.
about people offering him their seat on the bus or the train or whatever, because he uses a cane.
Right.
And he talks about how, it's a nice gesture and he
Yeah.
really appreciates it.
Yeah.
But then he contrasts that with DEI initiatives
Oh, interesting.
and says it's almost like forcing people to give up their seats in a way.
Huh. I see what you mean.
And it really makes you think about, the line between being kind and being forced to do something.
Yeah, that's a really powerful analogy.
So is he basically saying that all DEI is like this? Like that it's all about forcing people?
I don't think he's saying that DEI is always bad,
Okay.
but I think he is highlighting how complicated this issue is
Right.
and how it's not always as simple as just, being nice.
Gotcha. So maybe he's more focused on like individual acts of kindness.
Yeah, and he really seems to value personal responsibility and merit. But to understand this better, we need to talk about equality versus equity.
Right, because people use those words interchangeably.
Yeah, all the time, but they actually mean different things.
Totally. So, like, equality is about treating everyone the same, regardless of their background.
Okay.
So, it's like giving everyone the same size box to stand on so they can see over a fence.
Right.
But with equity, you're acknowledging that everyone comes from different places. Got it.
So some people might need a taller box to see over that same fence.
Oh, I see.
And that's where things get really tricky, according to our author.
Okay, why is that?
Well, he's asking, how can we really level the playing field when everyone starts from such different places?
Right, everyone has different opportunities and experiences.
Exactly. So, how do you fairly adjust things without making some people feel like they're getting a raw deal?
That's a good question.
And, this whole equity thing is something the White House is tackling too.
Oh, yeah, they just released that executive order, right?
Yes. On January 21st of this year, the White House came out and said they wanted to end what they called illegal discrimination, disguised as DEI.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty strong words.
So they're basically saying DEI is illegal.
Well, they are advocating for a return to merit-based opportunity.
Gotcha.
They're saying that DEI policies could actually be dangerous because they can lead to less qualified people in important
Like
jobs.
in the government or in healthcare?
Exactly. Places where you really need the most competent people possible.
That's a scary thought.
It is. And the order also says that they want to enforce existing civil rights laws to make sure everyone is treated equally.
So, are they saying that DEI actually goes against those laws?
Well, it definitely raises that question.
For sure.
Like, how did we get to a place where something meant to promote inclusion is now being seen as discriminatory?
That is a big question.
Yeah.
And, the author of this blog post, he kind of lumps DEI in with all these other programs he says have failed.
Oh, yeah, like affirmative action and stuff.
Right. He lists a whole bunch of them.
Like the war on poverty and school busing.
He even mentions defunding the police.
Wow.
So he sees all these things as like failures of the system.
Yeah, he seems to think they all focus too much on outcomes and not enough on the root causes.
So does he explain why he thinks they failed?
Well, he doesn't go into a ton of detail for each one,
Okay.
but he does suggest that they all sort of miss the mark.
We should do a whole deep dive on that some other time.
We totally should.
But for now, let's get back to DEI. Because there's this other big thing that happened that's changing how companies are approaching it.
You mean the Supreme Court ruling?
Yes.
Yes.
In the Students for Fair Admissions v. Harvard case,
Yeah, that was a big one.
back in June 2023.
Right. It basically changed the whole game.
Totally. So can you remind us what happened there?
So the Supreme Court basically said that colleges can't use race as a factor in admissions.
Like they can't have quotas or anything like that.
Exactly. They said it violated the 14th Amendment.
Wow.
Yeah. And one of the justices wrote this really powerful line in the ruling.
That was it.
It said, "It is not even theoretically possible to help a certain racial group by lowering qualification standards for that one group without causing harm to members of other racial groups."
So you can't help one group without hurting another.
That's what the court was saying.
And now companies are using this ruling to justify rolling back their own DEI programs.
Exactly. They're worried about getting sued or something.
Yeah, and our author, he actually has a whole list of companies that are doing this. Yeah, like big names like Amazon and Meta.
Wow.
Even McDonald's and Walmart.
It's like everyone's doing it.
It is.
Yeah.
And they're all pointing to that Supreme Court case as their reason.
It's a pretty big shift in how we're thinking about this whole DEI thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think to understand why the author thinks this is a good thing.
Yeah.
We need to talk about his own story.
Right, because he's had his own struggles with this.
Definitely.
I think that's a perfect place to start part two.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
So this guy, right, he's really open about his experience.
Yeah.
And he actually talks about how he didn't even try in college at first.
Really?
Yeah. He was so afraid of failing that he just figured, why bother?
Oh, wow.
Like he thought it was better to get bad grades because he didn't try.
Right.
Than to put in the effort and still fail.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's like a self-defense thing. Like
right.
If you don't try, you can't really fail.
You're protecting your ego.
Exactly. But then his dad died.
Oh, wow.
And that's when everything changed for him. He realized he had to step up and couldn't just coast anymore.
Like a wake-up call.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it takes something like that.
Right.
To realize what you're capable of.
Totally. And what happened then?
Well, he started pushing himself.
Uh-huh.
And he realized he could actually get those A's.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he says he realized he didn't need special treatment or anything. He just needed to put in the work.
Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, right?
Right. And he actually had this mantra he would repeat to himself.
Oh, really? What was it?
He would say, I will not only do this, I will kick ass.
That's so good.
I know, right? It's so inspiring.
It is.
And he really wants other young Black Americans to hear that.
Yeah.
Like he's saying, believe in yourself.
Right.
You don't need lower standards. You can achieve anything you set your mind to.
And did he have any advice for how to do that?
Yeah, he really emphasizes the importance of STEM skills.
Oh, interesting.
He's like, it's not just about getting a good job.
Mm-hmm.
It's about having the skills you need to succeed in the future.
Yeah, STEM is where it's at.
Totally. And he makes this comparison between dribbling a basketball and having those STEM skills.
Oh, I get it.
He's not saying sports are bad.
Right.
But he's saying you need more than that to really thrive.
Totally.
And this all ties back to his point about competency over appearance.
Oh, yeah, that was a big part of his argument.
He's basically saying we should hire the best person for the job.
Regardless of race.
Exactly. And he really hammers this home when he talks about important jobs.
Like what kind of jobs?
Like pilots and surgeons and firefighters.
Right, those are life or death situations.
Yeah. And he brings up some examples of leaders who he thinks weren't up to the task.
Oh, like who?
He mentions the people in charge during Hurricane Katrina.
Oh, yeah.
And the California wildfires.
Uh-huh.
And he basically says that putting representation over competence could be dangerous.
Hmm, that's a good point.
Like in those situations, you really need the most qualified person in charge.
Yeah, you can't afford to mess around.
And this kind of leads into his idea of how we should approach DEI.
So he's not totally against it.
Right. He's not saying we should just scrap it altogether.
Okay.
He's more about rethinking it.
So how does he think we should rethink it?
Well, he's not a fan of government programs.
Uh-huh.
He thinks they're mostly ineffective.
Really?
Yeah. He's more about individual responsibility
and
creating a culture of meritocracy.
So less top-down, more bottom-up.
Exactly. And he's really critical of these DEI programs.
Why is that?
He says they often have vague goals and they don't really measure their impact.
So he's saying they're more about looking good than actually doing good.
That's his argument.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what does he propose as an alternative?
Well, he thinks early childhood education is key.
Oh, okay.
He's saying if we invest in kids from a young age, we can create a more equitable society in the long run.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And he quotes this economist, Thomas Sowell, who says, racial discrimination cannot forever be used as a blanket explanation for disparities in employment, education, and income. A racial or ethnic group's self-development, acquiring certain attitudes and behaviors, has far more bearing on economic advancement than how a group is treated by society.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
I know, but it's a good point.
Yeah, it's like he's saying that individual effort matters.
Right, and that just because you face discrimination doesn't mean you can't succeed.
It's about taking control of your own destiny.
Exactly. So this guy, he's got some pretty strong opinions.
Yeah, he doesn't hold back.
But it's interesting because he's not just complaining.
Right.
He's actually offering solutions.
Yeah, like a different way of looking at things.
And he's really big on this idea of empowering individuals.
Right, giving people the tools they need to succeed.
And he thinks that's more effective than focusing on, you know, preferential treatment or whatever.
It's about creating a system where everyone has a chance to shine.
Exactly. But it makes you wonder.
What's that?
Like, are we going too far in trying to make things right?
Oh, you mean like overcorrecting?
Yeah. Could we be creating new problems?
By trying to fix old ones.
Right. Because he talks about this idea of giving up seats.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it seems like he's saying that sometimes equity can feel like taking something away from one person.
And giving it to someone else.
Exactly. Like, it's not really fair.
It's a tough balance.
It is. And he seems to think that true equality is about giving everyone the opportunity to earn their own seat at the table.
Yeah, to prove themselves.
Right. It's about merit and hard work.
Not handouts.
But is that really enough?
What do you mean?
Like, can we just ignore all the systemic barriers that are still out there?
Oh, you're saying he might be oversimplifying things.
Yeah, like he's not really acknowledging the fact that some people face bigger obstacles than others.
I think that's a fair point.
It's like he's saying that if you just work hard enough,
you can overcome anything.
Right, but that's not always the case.
Yes, some people have a much harder climb.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think this is where the conversation gets really tricky.
Yeah, because there's no easy answer.
Right, and this deep dive has really shown us that...
Like, there are strong arguments on both sides.
And it's not just about being pro-DEI or anti-DEI.
It's way more nuanced than that.
Totally. But it's interesting to think about the author's own story.
Yeah, because he's living proof that you can overcome obstacles.
And he did it through hard work and determination.
It's like... his life is a testament to that.
Right. And it makes you wonder if maybe we're focusing too much on the system.
And not enough on the individual.
Maybe. So what's the answer?
Honestly, I don't know.
Me neither.
But I think the first step is having these conversations.
Right. Talking about it openly and honestly.
And listening to each other's perspective.
And being willing to challenge our own assumptions.
Exactly. Because this isn't just an intellectual debate.
It's about real people's lives.
And how we create a society that works for everyone.
That's the goal, right?
It is.
And I think this deep dive has given us a lot to think about.
It's definitely made me question some of my own beliefs.
Me too. And hopefully it's done the same for you listening out there.
Yeah. What are your takeaways from this conversation?
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
So keep the conversation going.
And remember, there's no one right answer.
It's about finding solutions that work for everyone.
And creating a world where everyone has the opportunity to succeed.
Yeah, a world where everyone can thrive.
That's what we're all striving for, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
And I'll see you next time.